What's this map?
As Pippa's hand touched it, a familiar and terrible shape glowed.
Oh, Mr. Benevo Hunky's here.
You must love Mr. Benevo Hunky very much.
I do.
Oh, I should have guessed. I feel like a fool. That's as an idiot, by the way, not the pudding.
I'm sorry, Harry. I love evil and I love Mr. Benevo Scrummy. I could pretend I don't. We could limp on in some loveless facsimile of a marriage, but you wouldn't want that.
I would.
She rushed off, leaving Harry brokenhearted. And though I may have been yearning to save rightly, as his oldest friend, I still took time to offer him words of comfort.
Harry, your marriage is over. Deal with it.
Righto.
The map shows Mr. Benevolent is near Ripley. We have no time to lose.
Then we should take the train.
What happened to Charon and his ferry?
It was ghastly. Packed with drunk people on underworld booze cruises.
We were soon racing to rescue Ripley.
Oh, I wish I could forget I ever loved Pippa.
You can. This bottle contains water from the River Lethe. It erases all past misery.
How long does it take to work?
It is instantaneous.
No, I still remember.
But it should immediately repress the higher brain functions.
Ah. That explains it. I'm basically lower brain functions.
And finally, we reached the departure area, a vast square teeming with souls from which huge staircases led away, some up, some down.
They lead to paradise or hell, or to the mezzanine level and food court.
Oh, I'm off there. If I cannot drink to forget, I shall eat to forget.
No, Harry.
But he was gone. My guide and I pressed through the throng of souls. Many were still being judged, some with terrible consequences.
Is it right to kill people?
Oh, I know this. Is it yes? I'm going to hell, aren't I?
Get in the handbasket.
Finally, we had crossed the square and stood before a door.
Behold the Elysian Fields.
The resting place of warriors.
In classical days, yes. Now it's an executive lounge for loyalty card holders.
Who has an underworld loyalty card?
Buddhists. It's the reincarnation. Still full of warriors, though. We tried to kick them out, but they got quite fighty. Your wife is in here.
I opened the door, revealing a phalanx of fierce, half-clothed men glistening with oil. And moving amongst them, the woman I had traveled even unto death to find, my beloved Ripley.
More chest oil, Achilles. Oh, that does feel good.
Dear dead wife Ripley.
Oh, hello, Pip.
Why are you oiling semi-naked heroes?
You have to, otherwise they crack like cricket bats.
Then it is noble work. But it must end, for I have come to recall you to life. All it takes is a kiss born of true love.
Oh, excellent.
A kiss with me, not Phyllis.
She put down her can of hero oil and came towards me. I closed my eyes, leaned forward, and...
But it has failed. We are still in the underworld. The book was wrong. Mr. Benevolent.
Who wrote your book?
A Mr. Ben E. Boland. No!
Yes. I made sure it told you how to get to the afterlife, but the chapter on how to leave was all lies.
It was in non-fiction. The trades descriptions people will hear of this.
My faithful servant lured you the rest of the way.
What faithful servant?
This one, Virgil Grimpunch.
Names, Pip. Always ask for names.
So easily fooled.
Indeed.
Such absurd faith in love. Laughable.
Yes, laughable.
And I think you know my most recent recruit, Pip Bin.
Hello, undear brother.
No. An accomplice to evil again.
I am more than an accomplice. I am now Mr. Benevo Foxy's saucy evil consort.
No.
On which happy note, time for you to enter my kingdom. The kingdom of hell. It's good, that, isn't it? Happens every time I say hell.
It's a little obvious. And how come you rule hell? Where's the devil?
Oh, she's on maternity leave. So I am the temporary ruler of hell.
That does at least explain the massive evil red dragon you are riding.
I was wondering when you'd notice Clive.
All right.